Hello. Peace to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. You might wonder, what is this Chinese preacher doing on sermonaudio.com? And today I would like to speak to you about how should we serve China. My name is Lawrence Pan, or Larry Pan. I'm the pastor of Christ Gospel Church, a Chinese church in Los Angeles, California. I've been a member of sermonaudio.com for over 4 years. I really appreciate the balanced doctrinal stance of this website. On one hand, it's broad enough to include differing persuasions on minor issues. On the other hand, it's faithful to the fundamentals of the faith. By the way, personally, I'm inclined to Charles Spurgeon's London Baptist Confession of 1689, but I'm still a learner. And I often listen to your messages on the website, which is a great blessing to me. I want to thank the Lord for you all. But it's only a one-way communication. I can understand you in English, but you cannot understand me in Chinese. So I'm sure you're curious to know who I am and what I've been preaching. You don't want to have some heretics creep in unawares. Well, so I would like to introduce myself to you first of all. I was born in Taiwan, and I became a Christian while I was studying high school in Canada. And then I went to a Bible Institute and joined the mission board and became a missionary to Thailand. And I learned the Thai language. And in 1985, I went to China for the first time. Though I'm a Chinese by descent, but I went to China only for the first time in 85. 5 years later, I married a wonderful Chinese girl, and we worked with the Chinese underground church for many years until we were expelled in 2002 by the authorities for illegal proselytizing. And then we moved to LA, where my parents are, and began the present ministry until now. Well, besides introducing myself to you, the primary purpose of this message is to share with you our conviction regarding China ministry. I know China is a hot topic. Everything's made in China. And many of the churches and denominations want to do something for us Chinese, which is wonderful. Praise the Lord for that. But I want to speak a word of caution to you. In 1997, about 10 years ago, I wrote an open letter to Christian workers in China entitled, "How long will you waver between two opinions? If the Lord is God, follow Him. And if the Baal is God, follow Him." Quoting 1 Kings chapter 18, verse 21. I'll read the entire letter to you now. "Dear Christian teachers and workers in China, as a Chinese Christian, I want to express in behalf of all the believers in China our deepest appreciation for your labor of love. We understand it's tough to leave your home. It's tough to bring your family and kids to this queer culture. And it's tough for some of you singles to endure the loneliness in this land. Maybe the toughest of all is to learn our language, and it seems to take forever before you master it. I'm reminded of our Lord Jesus Christ, who, being in the very nature of God, left His splendor in heaven and was born in a dirty manger and learned the Alpha and Omega from scratch. Oh, the self-abasement of deity! From what height of glory and to what depths of shame! Even the death on a rugged cross. For you know the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, that though He was rich, yet for your sakes He became poor, so that you through His poverty might become rich." 2 Corinthians 8, verse 9. C.T. Studd, one of the Cambridge Seven, who came to China one century back, put it succinctly. He said, "If Jesus Christ be God and died for me, then there's no sacrifice too great for me to make for Him. You and I are but rendering our reasonable service to Him who alone well deserves our very best. These light momentary losses are achieving for you, dear fellow soldiers, an eternal weight of glory. As one hymn goes, it will be worth it all when we see Jesus. Life trials will seem so small when we see Christ. One glimpse of His dear face, all sorrows will erase. So bravely run the race till we see Christ. However, dear ones, we want to tell you that it really grieves us when we see some of you befriend the TSPM, which stands for the Three Cells Patriotic Movement, the official church, quote-unquote, in China, which is in fact no church at all, but a hypocritical wolf in sheep's clothing. Now, I realize that you as foreigners in China might not fully understand the history and background of the official TSPM church, quote-unquote. And there's also a diversity of opinions with regard to this issue. Even well-meaning Christians, both foreign and Chinese alike, disagree. We understand that. However, we, as house church believers, believe in the separation of the state and the church. For the word declares, do not be unequally yoked together with unbelievers. 2 Corinthians 6 verse 14. The top leaders of the official church, quote unquote, are unmistakably unbelievers. Yes, well, some of the local pastors might know the Lord, yet they have compromised their faith by yielding to the rule of an ungodly power. What do we, true believers of Christ, have in common with unbelievers? It breaks our hearts to see even Dr. Billy Graham join the hands with Bishop Ding, a liberal theologian and the figurehead of the official TSPM church. Like King Jehoshaphat, Dr. Billy Graham was helping the wicked and loving those who hate the Lord. 2 Chronicles chapter 19 verse 2. Sadder yet, many of you in the West are blindly following suit and making unholy alliance with the official TSPM church, quote unquote. Do you know the most popular slogan that hangs in the official church is love your state and love your religion? Don't you realize, dear brothers, that this is an altar to the Baals? Baal means master, you all know. However, it's a master other than the only master, the Lord Jesus Christ. He says, love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest command. And second is like it, love your neighbor as yourself. Matthew chapter 22, verse 37 to 39. The words inscribed on the church altar should have been, love your God and love your fellow man. And the order must be absolutely straight. God first, and God always first, and then man second. Please, don't misunderstand me. It's not that we don't love our state, nor that we don't love our fellow countrymen. Of course we do. But to reverse this God-ordained order is to commit idolatry. For our Lord Jesus says, if anyone comes to me and does not hate his father and mother, his wife and children, his brothers and sisters, yes, even his own life, he cannot be my disciple. Luke 14 verse 26. Here, of course, the Lord Jesus is not teaching us to hate people, which would be contrary to the rest of the scriptures. But He is teaching us to love the Lord our God supremely. Nobody else, however dear to us, including our state, could substitute that first place reserved for Christ the Lord alone. Otherwise, it will become an idol, which is detestable in the sight of God. For He is a jealous God. Jesus must be the head of His church, and no one can usurp his rightful throne. No. Well, some might say that the official TSPN church is not all bad. There's still some quote-unquote faithful Christians within it. But we answer, Christians, yes, there's some, we admit. But faithful? Definitely not. They're either naive believers who don't know the facts, or jellyfish Christians who have bowed their knees to the Baals out of fear. Worse yet, the seminaries of China are liberal enough to embrace both the Orthodox and the modern theology. And they are producing many Baal's prophets who prophesy in the Lord's name. Next question. Should we try to save the naive ones who are caught in the official church? Of course. But we can help them by only calling them to come out of Baal's temple, not by going to it ourselves. Would you help saving an unbeliever by marrying her or marrying him? Of course not. Nobody would do such a foolish thing. But some of you, I'm sorry to say, are doing exactly that by joining the worship at Baal's altar in the official TSPN church. These are strong words, I know. But I trust, dear ones, we're speaking the truth in love and in the dear name of our Lord Jesus Christ. He says, I know your deeds, in Revelation chapter 2, verse 19 to 20. I know your deeds, your love and faith, and your service and perseverance, and that you are now doing more than you did at first. Nevertheless, I have this against you. You tolerate that woman Jezebel, that queen who promotes and protects Baal worship, and who calls herself a prophetess. By her teaching, she misleads my servants. Please take these words to heart. Yours faithfully in Christ, Elijah Lee. My real name is Larry Penn. By the way, I would appreciate if you could recommend my website and my messages to your Chinese friends so that we can work together for the sake of the kingdom of God. God bless you.